Judge Jeanine Pirro.
She's the outspoken host.
Judge Jeanine Pirro is dominating the headlines right now.
This is the Judge Jeanine Tunnel to Towers Foundation Sunday Morning Show. Now, here's Judge Jeanine Pirro.
Welcome, everyone, to the Judge Jeanine Tunnel to Towers Foundation Show. I hope everyone is enjoying their day so far. It is Sunday and a beautiful day here in New York City. And as always, we are armed and ready to serve justice to all my great listeners here on the Red Apple Audio Network. As usual, it's been quite a week, not only here in New York, but around the country. This week, we saw that chicken and that coward Hunter Biden not bother to show up to the hearing. You remember Hunter Biden. He was all concerned. He didn't want to testify in private. He wanted to testify in public because he didn't want his words to be taken out of context. He didn't want anyone to change the impact of what he was saying or even lie about what he said in a closed-door hearing. So he pulled a stunt and appeared outside of Congress, when he was supposed to appear inside, but he didn't. So they said, okay, we're going to give you a public hearing. And this past Wednesday, they gave him the public hearing, and Hunter the Chicken skipped out on the impeachment inquiry hearing as his ex-business partner, Hunter Tony Bobulinski, went in and literally scorched the Biden family as the Biden crime family. It was something to behold. This guy, Bobulinski, held nothing back. And AOC made a fool of herself in her lack of knowledge as to the fact that RICO is a crime of racketeering for which you get 20 years in prison. She said RICO is not a crime. Take a listen to this.
RICO is not a crime.
She was totally wrong. It is a crime. It applies to crime families, drug cartels, and gangs. And of course, the claim is that the Bidens are a crime family. If they're not, please tell me what they're selling for $30 million that goes through shell companies into the accounts of children and lovers and ex-lovers and sister-in-laws and grandchildren. The whole thing is pathetic. And today on the show, we're going to be talking about that along with some other stuff that we heard about in the news this week. Measles is back. And, you know, we think about measles, you know, as something where, you know, you got the vaccine when you were a kid and it's nothing to worry about. Well, folks, the times, they are changing. Measles now is something to worry about. And I wonder, could it have anything to do with the illegals coming here from countries that don't vaccinate their population? We're going to hear Dr. Mark Siegel and his take on that. And we're also going to talk about a case that's got my attention, squatters' rights. Don't ask me why a squatter has a right. A squatter is not a squatter. A squatter is a criminal, a trespasser. And instead, the left community thinks that they should be treated with kid gloves like tenants. Well, at least a tenant has a lease and has paid some rent, and there is some agreement between the landlord and the tenant. A squatter is someone who illegally takes your property, stays there, and who knows what happens while they're there. So we're going to get to all those topics and break them down for you here on the Judge Jeanine Tunnel to Towers Foundation show. We'll be speaking with wrestler and Fox News personality Tyrus. Then we'll be joined by political commentator and television host on Fox News, Jesse Waters, and Dr. Mark Siegel. All coming up here in just a few moments on the Judge Jeanine Tunnel to Towers Foundation show.
Judge Jeanine Show.
This is Greg Kelly. To my friends in the construction business, if you've been injured on the job, make just one call to the Construction Accident Lawyers at the law offices of Darren T. Moore. With hundreds of five-star reviews, they fight for more justice for every client and have secured millions of dollars in compensation for New York construction workers. Call 888-444-ATTY. That's 888-444-2889 for a free consultation. More diligence, more persistence, and more justice.
Prior results don't guarantee similar outcomes.
This is the Janine Pirro Show. Now, here's Judge Janine Pirro.
Welcome back to the Judge Janine Tunnel to Towers Foundation Show. Joining me now is an American physician, clinical professor of medicine at NYU Langone Medical Center, and author. He's a familiar face, a familiar name, Dr. Mark Siegel. Welcome to the Judge Janine Tunnel to Towers Foundation Show. Now, Dr. Siegel, we're hearing a lot about measles and a measles outbreak. Where is this outbreak more prevalent, and what are the implications?
Let me give you the big picture here, Judge. We got 9 million cases last year in the world and 85 cases in the United States. The reason for the difference is that we're highly vaccinated against measles. But that's slipping. And the more that slips, the more susceptible our population is, the immunocompromised, the chronically ill, and nobody under the age of 1 year old has of this vaccine. We're seeing it among travelers. Europe has a 45-time increase over the past year, 45,000 cases.
And to what do you attribute that?
It's actually due to noncompliance with the vaccine. The vaccine, people aren't taking it. They don't understand that it's a highly effective, highly safe vaccine that's almost 100% effective and has been around since the 70s. So we're at a time of low understanding and low compliance with vaccines right now.
So that's people, but for years people have felt that it's a legitimate vaccine to take. Is this impacted by illegal immigration, or how about this immigration?
I agree with your other point, by the way. It's a very legitimate vaccine to take, and it really isn't a vaccine of choice in the sense that it protects the community. Two reasons to take a vaccine: one, protect yourself; two, protect the community. The point you're bringing up now is also hugely important, because if I say that travelers aren't checked when they come into the country, imagine how I feel about migrants coming across the southern border.
Right.
The CDC has a huge protocol for checking legal immigrants when they come in for prospective diseases. I looked at it just yesterday, and it's very prodigious. And of course they want to know whether you had a measles shot or not. But if you come across the southern border unfettered, unchecked, into the United States, you're coming from Central America, an area that has less than a 90% uptake of the vaccine. Now, 85% might sound like a lot, but when you're talking about a vaccine as contagious as measles, number one respiratory virus on the planet,
really,
in terms of how contagious it is, if you're not vaccinated, there's almost 100% chance that if you encounter it, you'll get sick. So here we are, and if you think this is hypothetical or theoretical, in the city of Chicago, Illinois, we have 15 cases of measles already linked to migrants in a homeless shelter.
Right.
Who brought it here and spread it among themselves, because over 13% were not vaccinated.
You know what frustrates me, and I would imagine just about every American, is that during COVID, we had a worldwide pandemic. Everyone had to stay home. When I got into an airport flying from wherever, I had to fill out a form. Cuomo had the state police at the airport. I had to give them my telephone number so they could follow up to make sure I was okay, as if I wasn't capable of following up myself on whether or not I was ill. And, you know, illegals would come through. Not only were they not checked for COVID, but the law protected them where they could refuse to take the vaccine, whereas Americans who were first responders, nurses, doctors, police, first responders, they all lost their jobs if they didn't take the vaccine. And, you know, we're just coming off of that now. So now we have measles coming in. 90% of these people come from countries where they don't impose this vaccine. And so if it is as contagious as you say, this is a nightmare.
Yeah, that's a total nightmare. And the point you just made about COVID lockdowns is ridiculous. The only thing you forgot to say was we give them jobs.
Yeah.
And we give them health care, too.
Right.
Let's give them health care, but we don't check them. But our Americans can't get these jobs, can't get health care, half of them, and they get checked every minute for this. So I think the disparity there, talk about disparity. How about using disparity here? The disparity between the way migrants are treated in terms of public health risks and Americans were treated during the pandemic is really hypocritical and is causing a lot of the problem now. Same with travelers, by the way. I mean, we're talking about, there's a blurring here. Some of it is migrants, like illegal migrants coming from India, by the way. Some of it is travelers not being checked at all. But we have a huge and growing problem with this.
Well, you know, I think as we go forward, I mean, at some point, this immigration has to stop. There has to be some end to it. When is enough enough? As if the schools and the hospitals and the communities aren't inundated enough. Now we have to worry. And I have always worried about these vaccines. I've worried about all kinds of diseases, not because, you know, there's a negative impact of these people coming in, because many of them have good things to offer. But if we're not vetting them and if we're not vaccinating them and we're sending them into the community, we're creating a risk. And, you know, America is starting to look like a third world country, Dr. Mark Siegel.
Well, I consider the border problem to be a public health emergency, by the way. And you didn't mention one thing, which was Title 42, which was imposed by Robert Redfield at the beginning of the pandemic. And he's told me multiple times, and you're going to love this. He said he didn't bring in Title 42 to be able to expel people who are a contagious risk to U.S. citizens because of COVID. He said he did it because of flu, because of COVID, and because of other diseases. And so, of course, we need to bring it back. I mean, that was just tip of the iceberg. We have to actually, we're talking about 8-9 million people coming across under President Biden. I think Title 42 turned away a million. That's tip of the iceberg.
But not only that, but Title 42 is something that Joe Biden has historically sought to get overturned. His whole mission is to open the border, to turn America into a globalist landing spot with benefits. I mean, you know, we're not going to vet you. And more we're hearing, and I'm not just talking about crimes being committed here by illegals, but I'm talking about illegals from other countries who are wanted in their own countries for committing violent crimes, who then abscond to America, and we don't even ask them who they are. We don't even bother to identify who they are. And so, you know, we end up suffering as a result of it.
You know, you're getting to a really important point here, because there haven't been enough incidents of this yet. There was that one murder of Venezuelan alleged, I have to say alleged because you're a judge, but what about acts of bioterror of people coming across the border? That's going to be increasing risk. And we're lucky that we haven't had that yet.
Well, you know, when you say this is something we don't hear enough about, you know, when Donald Trump was president, he started an organization or a segment within the government where they were trying to count the number of American victims who were victims of violent crimes by illegals. Do you know that many states wouldn't send in information identifying the criminal as whether or not that person was legal or illegal? So when you say we don't hear enough about these crimes, I hear about them all the time. And whether or not it's an illegal who doesn't have a license, who continues to drive drunk, and then ends up killing a state trooper, like what happened, less than, I think, 2 weeks ago, or, you know, the illegal who gets into a car again and ends up killing people that we hear more about in Maryland and Virginia and that area. You know, the press isn't covering it. It's only with Lake and Riley. All of a sudden, yeah, and you know what? This illegal shot a 2-year-old in the face. That was about, and killed a kid, obviously. And now we're hearing about rapes, and we're hearing about all kinds of crimes. And they're like, well, you can't identify them as illegals because they're really, you know, asylum seekers, and they're migrants who have the right to be here, because once we allow them in and give them a date for their asylum hearing, which can be 10 years from now, they literally have a status as a parolee. And my response to that is, when you're on parole, usually your parole officer can find you. Forget about even know who you are.
Judge, the only thing you didn't say there, and I think you can live in this space. Nobody understands this a corrupted system of justice better than you. And as you just said so eloquently, I, of course, have to add the issue of drugs. I mean, the drug cartels, and there's two main ones. The Sinaloa cartel is busy getting rid of poppy fields and making everything these 10-foot labs, producing fentanyl, churning out fentanyl from products coming to them from China, and then flooding it across the border, advertising in our high schools in Texas, getting this stuff sold everywhere. It laces marijuana. It laces our pills. It's killing people. It's sickening people.
Explain what you mean, advertising in our high schools. Go back to that one, Dr. Mark Siegel.
I'm telling you that the cartels are utilizing our high schools in the southern area to advertise that the drugs are coming across the border. That's an absolute fact. Internet, of course, you know about social media, but also literally advertising within our high schools and hiring people to distribute drugs that are coming across the border.
Wow, that is frightening. And you're right, I hadn't mentioned fentanyl, which obviously is to me, it's part of the undeclared war by China against the United States and using the Mexican cartels as money launderers and as the vehicles through which to deliver the fentanyl, this killer. But let me ask you, Doctor, about AI. And what's going on with Elon Musk and what he's doing with AI and how it interacts with the medical profession?
You know, Musk never misses. I mean, he's a sure hit each and every time. I mean, my 100-year-old father says they should have given the moon lander to Grumman because they did the last one 50 years ago. But I never count out Elon Musk. I mean, every sector he gets into. So he's actually created something called Neuralink now. And Neuralink is literally an implant in the brain that uses electrodes to today. Somebody that he's studying, he got approval for the FDA to do this, literally moved a cursor with his brain thinking and played a game of chess. So this is the future. And get this. None of this is visible. It was installed by a robot in a 20-minute procedure.
Wait a minute. The robot installs the implant?
Right. And this is a paralyzed guy. He doesn't have quality of life. This guy's paralyzed from a diving accident. He's paralyzed from the shoulders down. His name is Nolan Arbaugh. And he's a very courageous individual.
And
he's 29
years old.
He agreed
to do this.
What's that?
He agreed to have this implant, this chip or whatever, implanted.
Because he's paralyzed from the shoulders down. So they're using, but he's using it with a Bluetooth interface to actually control a computer. To control a cursor, to play chess.
Can I tell you something, Doctor? A lot of people can't even imagine this, like visually. The implant goes in your head somewhere?
So what happens is the robot installs it into the brain, the surface of the brain. It's got over 1,000 electrodes, about 1,500. They're all related to thinking and movement. And everyone listening has to understand that we're talking about electromagnetic frequency waves that are similar to the brain's own pattern. So it connects up. Like, how could you think something and it could move a cursor? Well, because Neuralink is using the same kind of electrical force that your own brain is using. And so you have over 1,500 interfaces.
Anyway, Dr. Mark Siegel, I want to thank you for the variety of topics we've talked about today. And we appreciate your time, your expertise. And
one thing we've got to say in ending is please close the border. I mean, we know which candidate's going to close the border and which isn't. And let's leave it at that.
Yeah, well, okay. Donald Trump's going to close it. The other guy doesn't know how. Have a great day, Dr. Siegel.
Yeah,
thanks for joining us.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
This is the Janine Pirro Show. Now, here's Judge Janine Pirro.
Welcome back to the Judge Janine Tunnel to Towers Foundation Show. Joining us now is a Fox News television host and a political commentator. He is someone, if you watch The Five every day on the Fox News channel at 5 o'clock, he is the center of the table. Please join me in welcoming Jesse Waters to the Judge Janine Tunnel to Towers Foundation Show. And for those of you who don't know him, and I am sure you are few and far between, you're going to end up loving him after you hear from him in the next next few minutes. Jesse is the host of one of the most important, if not the most important, primetime show on Fox News. He has that 8 o'clock coveted slot, and he's doing great in it, and we're very proud of him. He is on today for several reasons. Number one, because I love him, but he has a book out. What a shock. It's called Get It Together. So welcome, Jesse Waters. How are you? Tired yet?
Great. Now that I'm talking to you, Judge Jeanine.
Oh, lie to me, darling. Lie to me. Are you tired yet?
Oh, it's just fun selling books. You know how it is. You've had a few bestsellers, I believe.
Yeah, I do. And I have to tell you, you know, you have to. I mean, when once you go to the pub date, that's when you really start working. But I got to tell you, the book is funny. It's engaging, everyone. I've read it. And it is a story of the left, the woke, and how Jesse analyzes and tries to help people. Why don't you tell them in your words, Jesse, what the book's about?
So when I used to do the O'Reilly Factor, you remember, Judge,
of course
used to go
I
out
do.
Into the streets and
yep.
talk to these characters, but I was only able to talk to them for a few minutes. So I thought, why don't I talk to some of these characters for hours? So I picked like 24 of the most fringe activists, black supremacists, BLMers, open borders people, drag queens, homeless junkies, toad smokers, people that sit in traffic and block it because the world's about to end. And I listened to their life stories. And I guess at age 45, Judge, I figured out how to listen. And what they told me was insane. And they poured their hearts out. And I learned everything about their upbringing, their financial status, their jobs, their relationship. And at the end, I realized why they believe what they believe. It's irrational. This is all a personality disorder based on emotion, the way they were raised, projecting their issues on the rest of the country. They're saying, I don't have any problems. Society is the problem.
Right.
And if we could just change society, everything will be fine. But no, we have to just tell people to get it together. Their problems aren't our problems.
Well, you know, it's interesting that when you talk to some of these people, you know there's a deep, deep story down there somewhere. And obviously you were able to get to it. I was kind of amazed with some of them. But, you know, having prosecuted cases and dealt with all kinds of people, I mean, you know what's in a lot of their backgrounds. But, you know, the wokeness, which is the umbrella that they find themselves in now as a result of whatever hysteria or horrible experience they may have lived through, is an interesting avenue to escape. I mean, why don't you go like another route? You know, how about like religion, or how about loving America? But they picked the woke thing.
Right. So a lot of these people have issues. Someone has identified as a wolf. Someone doesn't want anybody in America to have children. Those types of people Jeez. Are usually narcissists, mm-hmm. and they're dysfunctional, and they've had bad parents or drug abuse or sexual abuse. You've seen it as a yeah. judge and a prosecutor. And they say to themselves, I'm going to live my life however I want to live my life. And when society comes around and tells them to knock it off, they feel like they're oppressed. And yeah. so they feel like society is oppressing them
yep.
by telling them, no, I'm not going to call you a wolf. No, you can't dress up in women's clothes and dance for kindergartners. So they feel oppressed when it's just society judging them.
Yep.
And we're not allowed to judge anymore, Jeanine. That's
yep.
apparently mean.
Yes.
So we're in this place in this country now where telling people to knock it off, telling people no, is seen as oppressive. So we have to get back to our foundation where you just tell people, get it together. No.
All right. Now tell me where you got that term, get it together, Jesse Waters.
My mother. Judge, you were probably a good little girl.
I was
a
very good girl.
You were never told to get it together.
No, my mother never told me that.
I was told to get it together constantly. And I know what that's like. And I did get it together, but I think everybody else needs to, too.
Well, I got to tell you, one of the first things I noticed when I opened your book, Jesse, was that you dedicated it to your mom and dad, which I thought was so sweet. And, you know, it should have said, and Mom, I did get it together. This one's for you. you.
Yeah, she's very proud.
Yeah, she should be proud, Jesse. She should be very proud. Although philosophically and ideologically, I mean, you know, she's opposite what you are. I mean, she must still think you got some getting together to do.
Oh, my God. My mother is of the position that Trump's going to end democracy.
Oh.
That's what we're dealing with.
Yep.
My mom needs to get it together. And
well,
I don't think she ever will. You know, you reach a certain age.
Yep.
That's it. And that's why we got to get to these people when they're young.
That's why I got to get this.
Influence
that's why you get this book. But listen, you talk about fringe activists and fringe lunatics. I want you to take a listen to this sound for a second. So take a listen. We'll come back to you.
Did you witness the president commit a crime? Is it your testimony today?
Yes.
And what crime?
Corruption statutes, RICO and conspiracy.
What is it? What is the crime?
I answered the question.
No.
RICO, you're obviously not familiar with.
RICO is not a crime. It is a category.
Okay, Jesse, I'm sure you recognize the sound. That is Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez this past week saying RICO is not a crime, which I believe means that we should open up the jails and the prisons for all those people convicted of non-crimes. You know, now there is a fringe activist. I want you to start working on her. RICO is racketeering crime for which you get 20 years in jail. And by the way, shouldn't they drop the Donald Trump charges in Georgia?
Yeah, Fannie's hitting Trump with RICO. I guess he's off the hook now. You'd think someone that was on the House Oversight Committee would know what RICO was, racketeering.
Yep.
It's been used for decades. It was used to prosecute the mob. You're more familiar with it probably than anybody on Fox. She wasn't expecting him to answer. That was a setup question that she thought was going to be a gotcha. And her staff wrote it for her, and she thought she was going to go viral on YouTube, but she was unprepared. And Bubba Linsky is sharp.
Yeah, he is.
He's highly educated, well-versed, and he just kicked it right back to her, and she was stammering and stuttering, and now has egg on her face. So maybe I should pay her a visit in Queens. I hear her district's not doing so well. I'll go over there, bring some constituents, and we'll educate her.
Well, that's a great idea, because the truth is that RICO usually is it's applied to, you know, gangs, drug cartels, crime families, as in the Biden crime family. But, you know, she obviously doesn't know what she's talking about. But she embarrassed herself, Jesse, on that one. She really did. But I think you ought to go to AOC. How about this? How about Jesse Waters? How about you send Johnny to AOC's area? Unless you already have. You may have. Have you done that?
Yes, we've sent Johnny, but I think Johnny needs to pay the district another visit. Apparently the district is in shambles, if you've seen some of these videos. It's not doing too well under her leadership. And many of these places under these woke ideologues in Congress, their districts are a mess. So I think we should just maybe make a series where we send Johnny to some of these dilapidated districts run by the squad and just ask people, are you better off?
Yeah, good idea. All right. So, Jesse Waters, now that we've talked about your book, Get It Together, your first book was How I Saved the World. Now you're telling the, you know, people who've got problems to get it together. Are you thinking about a third book?
Oh, God.
No, not now.
No, you know, you got to take a little break
or
else the eyes are going to pop out of your skull. But eventually, I think I might have to write a self-help book, because Greg's self-help book didn't really move the needle.
I mean, Greg
Gutfeld? Who wants to listen to self-help from Greg?
Yeah.
So I think I have to come in and step in and straighten people out. And maybe in a couple of years, we'll have to do that.
Yeah. And there's no doubt that this book is going to be a bestseller if it isn't already, Jesse. We love you on the five. We really do. And I'm very proud of you and thrilled to have you on the Judge Jeanine Tunnel to Towers Foundation show. Thanks so much for your time, Jesse. And go get them. Go sell more books. Everybody, Jesse, where can they get the book?
Well, they can get it off Amazon. And
Jesse Waters, we love you. Thanks for joining us.
Love you, too.
Okay. And never forget, that's a commitment we made on 9/11. Honor it by donating $11 a month to the Tunnel to Towers Foundation at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2T.org.
This is the Judge Jeanine Show. This is the Jeanine Pirro Show. Now, here's Judge Jeanine Pirro.
Joining us now is a world-famous professional wrestler. He is also known for his frequent appearances on Fox News. He is a dear friend. Join me in welcoming Tyrus to the Judge Jeanine Tunnel to Towers Foundation show. Now, Tyrus, before I even get into this, your real name is George Murdoch. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
All right.
That's my government name. Yes,
all right. And you're a former professional wrestler, and you hold the NWA World Heavyweight Title Champ.
Yes, I retired, so I'm no longer active, and they have a new champ. But yes, I was the reigning defending NWA champ for a while. Now I'm a
former
full-time philosopher, I guess you could call it.
All right, and that's why I wanted to have you on the show, because I love the way you think. So I want to talk to you about something that to me is a little strange, but I'm not going to try to shade your opinion. Now, there are people who are interested in looking for vacant places where they just move in without a lease, without a rental agreement, without permission from the owner. And when the owner comes back, they say, "No way, Jose, it's our house." These people are known as squatters. Now, unfortunately, in many places, they are given the status of a tenant, which means that if you live in New York or some of these other more liberal states, it takes you up to 20 months if you own the property to have them evicted when they have literally no argument or no reason or justification to be in your home. Now, have you heard of this problem, Tyrus?
I've heard of squatters in big giant housing tracts that were like abandoned houses.
Yep.
Or foreclosed homes but a foreclosed home is owned by the bank, so they get them out of there pretty quick. Funny how that works out.
Yeah, isn't it?
I guess when I hear them say this, I always think, how is this any different than breaking and entering? If I come home to my house and there's somebody inside of it moving my stuff around, I'm just going to think he's robbing me, and I live in the South, Louisiana, and we feel that a certain way. So when I hear these progressive terms, squatter, no, somebody broke into your home. How are they not arrested on site? There's no difference. Somebody breaks in your house to steal your TV. They get to squat on your TV rights? I mean, it's ridiculous.
Well,
so when I hear this, I say only, and this is why the Second Amendment is so important.
Oh, I got you. You jumped right over to that Second Amendment. Well, let me tell you what happened in New York. There's a woman who inherited a house from her mom and dad. I think she's in Queens. It's a $1 million house. She goes to sell it. The squatters refuse to move. So she calls the police, and the police say, you know, to the squatters, you know, what right do you have to be here? And the squatters say, well, we have a lease. Do you have a copy of the lease? No. But how did you get here? Well, a realtor brought us here. What's the realtor's name? Oh, I forgot.
Criminals lie.
Of course they do, but this is how absurd it is. So then they say, do you have any bills? And the guy shows a bill because apparently he changed the lock or whatever. And then so the courts say, okay, you have a right to be in this house as opposed to the owner. The owner says nonsense. The owner goes to Lowe's or Home Depot's, gets her own lock, and changes the lock. Guess who gets arrested and taken away in cuffs? The owner who changed the lock.
Yeah, I'd be bringing this one dog I have that doesn't behave there. Buddies from college still, or buddies I used to bounce clubs with. It's ignorant. It's just ignorant. And for any police officer to be in that situation where you clearly a crime being committed and the lies, well, where's this? I don't have it. It's just like same thing with you get pulled over and you have a suspended driver's license. Where's your license? Oh, I forgot it at home.
Yeah.
No, I didn't. Where did you get it fixed at? Oh, I paid a judge. What judge? Don't remember.
Yep.
Like there's no difference. So, but this is the problem when it's the unaffected aren't affected. A judge feels good saying, oh, the house was empty. But if it was their home,
it'd be different.
If they came home,
yep,
and someone was squatted in their house, they would have the police there. They'd probably have the chief of police there. They would have their security team get them out of the house, because it's not just somebody squatting in your home. They're going to destroy your home.
That's right.
They're not going to leave it better. They're not going to walk in there. They're going to destroy it. And that's the, we had the same, very similar thing during the pandemic where people were basically told they didn't have to pay rent, and they were given their, all this free money to supposedly pay rent. They never paid rent. They went on vacation.
That's right.
But yet they couldn't be evicted. And we saw homeowners' houses foreclose on them because they used the rent to pay their bills. So now you have somebody just living in your home, running it down. And that's the real issue, is that the property value gets beat. So when I don't like conspiracies, but I feel like somehow this works out in the bank's favor. They run the house down. The owner doesn't want it. They foreclose it. Then they clear it. Then they clear them out. And then the bank sells the home. Because I can't see, there's no, there's, I always look for what's the catch in something. How does this benefit anyone to where someone could walk in your home and just claim it and lie and say they signed a lease? They can literally make their own lease up, basically.
Well, but you know, but you know what this comes down to also? It's just a breakdown in all the rules, because to me, that the squatter is not a tenant and shouldn't have the rights of a tenant where you have to wait 20 months to get them out.
It's a
trespasser, and yet they say you have to go to civil court. We're out of time, but I very, very much appreciate what you're saying and where you brought us in this conversation. It is a conversation to be continued. Anyway, Tyrus, thanks for joining us on the Judge Jeanine Tunnel to Towers Foundation show. We love you, and we look forward to seeing you at Fox. And should we tell everybody that your office is right next door to mine?
Right next. And by the way, nice job last night. I was leaving. I saw you were still working. I said, look at Judge.
Yep. That's me. I'm one of those people, keeps working, trying to make it to the next level. We love you, Tyrus. Take care.
All right.
Thanks. Yes. Bye-bye. Never forget, that's a commitment we made on 9/11. Honor it by donating $11 a month to the Tunnel to Towers Foundation at t2t.org. That's T, the number 2t.org. Now it's time for me to gavel out with my closing argument. You know, we had some interesting guests on today. And my biggest concern is the health of Americans. And as Dr. Siegel has indicated, there is a lot that needs to be done as more and more people flock into this country from other countries where they haven't been vaccinated. We have a president who is not only not interested in testing the illegals as they enter our country for vaccinations, for illnesses, he has done everything he can to exempt them from mandated vaccines, for which we, the American citizens, would actually lose our jobs. So it's time to make sure that you and your family are protected. If you have kids in school, make sure that everybody in school, you know, has that measles vaccine and is protected so that your family is protected. Interesting conversation with Mark Siegel on Neuralink and the idea of actually implanting something into the human brain, which is some kind of frequency wave that gives a human the ability to think in a way where, you know, they benefit from information that a robot could give it. This Neuralink implant in the brain that uses the electrodes. And it is coming, folks, if it isn't already here. I think it's very important for everyone to make sure that you recognize how important it is to work out, and you've got all of these lose weight pills, and now they've got a pill coming out where you don't have to exercise. Dr. Mark Siegel is absolutely right. Everybody's got to exercise. It's good for your health. It's good for your heart. Don't worry about all the other stuff. That's for people who are lazy and who don't get the benefit that you're going to get from working out and from exercising. So tomorrow is Monday, and tomorrow we will see what happens with Donald Trump and his properties. What will Letitia James do going forward? Will the courts give President Donald Trump, former president, the ability to appeal his case without putting up a half a billion dollars, which is crazy. So we've got an exciting week coming up and look forward to sharing the results of next week with you here next Sunday, same time, same place. God bless. Take care of yourself.